When you're living on Earth, switching up your diet or enjoying some flavorful meals isn't too hard to accomplish. But if you're in space, it's a little more difficult. Prepackaged meals, not a lot of flavor. In a new study, though, researchers tried to find out if the outrageous variety of red romaine lettuce grown on the International Space Station was safe for human consumption. The results? Positive. Richard Barker is an astrobotanist and a researcher at the Gilroy Life Science Lab at UW-Madison. He's co-chair of the NASA Plants Advanced Working Group and a member of numerous other NASA Gene Lab collaborative working groups. He's a co-investigator on three NASA grants, has been involved in the planning and launch of multiple astrobotany experiments on the International Space Station. Richard, thanks for being with us.
Hello, thanks for having me.
How big a deal is this news now? We knew they'd grown this lettuce, but now we know we can eat it. How big a deal is this?
Oh, this is tremendous news. My friend Joy has been working on this for many, many years. They've been doing a lot of ground testing, examining the microbial communities of various different lettuce samples from supermarkets and some they grew themselves in preparation. And after testing the plants on orbit, the astronauts were given the O-clear. Okay, and go ahead. And they ended up growing them and eating them on orbit.
Now, one of the big challenges, as I understand it, with growing things in orbit is everything that evolved on Earth evolved with gravity, and up there, not so much with the gravity. How much of a challenge is that?
Oh, that's a huge challenge. Agriculture has existed for thousands of years here on Earth, and so we've become incredibly efficient at growing plants to feed us here on Earth. But we've always had 1G gravity acting in order to help water drain through the soil. And so watering the plant turns out to be the most difficult thing to do in a microgravity environment.
What are the limits on an astronaut's diet right now that they're really hungry for some fresh produce?
Most of the food they eat is freeze-dried, and so they can be warmed up and rehydrated in orbit. But the things they really like to eat are things like shrimp cocktail because of the umami flavoring in it. It still really works well. And chocolate, of course. You can't go wrong with a good bit of candy.
Now, we've got lettuce. Are there other kinds of produce that seem like good candidates that might be in the works to try to grow on the space station?
Yeah, recently people just grew algae up there. For many years, people have been researching how you can biofortify algae to have all the micronutrients that you need. The problem is the algal wafers that you make to eat are a really weird thing. And it's surprising that food is the thing that makes you feel normal when you're in an alien environment. So they want the things that help them come back down to Earth, things like lettuce and tomatoes and things they had on the dining room table when they were younger. Not algal wafers.
That sounds fair. Now, did I see somewhere, Richard? I thought I had heard that we might lose some of our taste buds, our perceptions, so we might actually be hungry for more flavorful foods in space.
Yeah, your sense of flavor is definitely dulled because you don't have buoyancy-driven convection, so you don't have the mixing of gases, and so much of the flavor that we get is actually the aromas that come up as we tuck into our meal. In fact, the university researchers in the U.S. helped the European Space Agency by designing a very special type of coffee cup that would help the Italian astronaut drink coffee on orbit while essentially still being able to smell all the flavoring coming off it. Best than drinking out of those plastic bags like they usually have to.
Now, you've gotten experiments run on the space station. I imagine those experimental slots are in really high demand. How hard is it to get your test from Earth and get it scheduled for the ISS?
Oh, it takes a long, long time. It takes about 4 years.
Wow.
After we've persuaded NASA to allow us to launch, to go through all the preliminary testings to get up there. Excitingly, we actually have an experiment up there right now.
Ooh.
We're testing the new spectrum analyzer. It's a new type of microscope that's being put up there. And so we're really excited because we have a Teddy link. So we're getting sent down some images of plants in orbit as we speak.
Fantastic. So what kind of plants might we, just briefly, might we be getting images of in the next day or so?
So we look at Arabidopsis thaliana, and so we put some genetically modified proteins in there to allow certain parts of the plant to glow in a different color. And so what we're hoping to do is see some of the stresses that the plants might encounter up there and see some of the responses that plants have to that using this genetic engineering technology.
Amazing stuff. Richard, thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
That's astrobotanist Richard Barker with UW-Madison. Follow some of his work at the website astrobiology.botany.wisc.edu.